foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We call that this is Radio Biafra, live transmission from the eternal city of Rome. We are here in Italy, and as I said earlier, before coming here, as the apostles came here to preach, so shall this very gospel for Biafra be preached from this city. That is where we are here, and this is Radio Biafra, live transmission from here, the city of Rome, the capital of Italy. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. So wherever you are, we must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. I am delighted to be here, and Biafrans are here with me. So it's an honor to be in Italy on this very day. Therefore, wherever you are on this planet, regardless of the time zone that you're in, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of the endeavor, regardless of the task, regardless of the time of the day or night or evening or morning, we are welcoming you. As we promise, as always, that this radio station will not fail as long as the indigenous people of Biafra are here to pursue relentlessly our quest, our noble quest for the restoration of our country. We must be on air every blessed day without fail. That is where we exist. That is why some of us, we are born to come and get Biafra. We have not come here for any other thing. We have not come to do any other business. We have not come to preach any other gospel than to seek the unadulterated restoration of our sovereignty as a nation. That is why we are here. Nobody should question our resolve. We are not like anything you have seen before. And after we are gone, you cannot see our likes again. Biafra must come in our lifetime. We will do everything humanly possible to ensure that this happens. We will pursue it peacefully, if they allow us to. If they give us the option of destruction, the whole of Nigeria will be destroyed. It's a promise we make to them. This very generation are not the ones that fought the war. Some of us did not go to war. But we have enough reservoir of anger and hatred that if you allow that to come to the fore, nothing will exist in that country. We don't want people to think that we are like those that talk about Biafra they see every blessed day. This is very, very different. This is a new era. And that is why we are here, to bring this very gospel to our people in this very country. Not tomorrow you will say you didn't hear about it, or nobody told you. Now is your opportunity to ask us questions. Now is the opportunity to put across to the whole world, because this live transmission is going to the ends of the earth with over 5 million people listening. Over 5 million. We are in nearly 70 countries of the world. We are planting the seed of Biafra restoration in each and every soil upon which we touch. We are building a mass movement unprecedented in the history of freedom fighting. We want to do something that nobody else has ever done before, because we are Biafrans. And as long as Chukwu Abiam are determined that we should come, this very gospel must be preached from every corner of this earth. This is about the 15th or 16th country I've been to. I've been to many places to broadcast this very gospel, and Italy must not be an exception. I am honored to be here. One thing makes us different from any other. We are incorruptible. Incorruptible is the word. We cannot be bought. We cannot be made to compromise our stance. We are not going to retreat, and we can't surrender. It's either we get Biafra or we die in the process. When we speak, we ask you to write it down, so it will act as a reference point. Some people around this world who are Biafrans travel abroad to make money, to try and survive, to have a very good family, to buy flashy cars, to go home during Christmas. For us, we came out that we may learn how to be free, and we've learned it, getting close to 18 years. What we have done is study Biafra and nothing else. And the time has come. 2014 is a year of reckoning. The time has come for us to do something very, very different from what the others have been doing. Unapologetically, we don't plead with anybody. We say that Biafra must be restored, must be restored. We don't care. Even those fathered by Hausa men, that is your business. For us, Biafra is the closest you can get to God in heaven, because our land is holy, and we are here to prove it. Our land is holier than this place we are in. And we are here to let the world understand that this very radio station called Radio Biafra will not prevaricate, we cannot retreat, and we can't surrender. There is only one alternative. You give us Biafra or we destroy Nigeria. Only two things can happen. They kill us, so what? But we'll kill a lot of them. All of them. Wherever they run to, we hunt them down and kill them. We are very, very serious. You should watch and see. That is why we are different. That is why we don't entertain cowards. That is why we want to return to the ways of the old. We are a people unconquered. We never tasted defeat in battle. If you ask the British, they will tell you what Ekume could do to them around Asaba. They will tell you very well that the only place they found the stiffest resistance was in our land. We fought them every inch of the way. That time has come again. History is about to repeat itself. We will fight. And our freedom will come this time around, because the British will no longer support the Hausa Fulani people. That era has come and gone. We are going to do something very remarkable, that for as long as you live, you will tell your children, they will tell their children, they will tell their children's children, that indeed, that these are the children of God, because we've done nothing wrong. We are righteous people. We don't steal, we don't cheat, we don't lie, we don't deceive. What we do is to seek our freedom. In total honesty, relying on the truth as our only weapon, and making sure that our resilience and our attitude of never say die is what is going to carry us through. I am honored to be here in front of you. I like the crowd, it's quite impressive. We know many more will even come tomorrow. Once again, I'm from Isiama Forukwu Ibeku. That's where I come from. For those of you that want to know, you know why. I don't hide who I am. Anybody that works for Biafra cannot hide who or she is. Nigeria should be afraid of you, not the other way around. Nigeria is an illegal creation. We have proof to that effect. Illegal. Nigeria is illegal. Biafra is legal. They should be afraid of us, not the other way around. We cannot be afraid of anybody born by a woman, only God. Chukwu Abiam. Anything else born by a woman is mere flesh. They bleed as well, you see. He that is down needs fear no fall. We are dead already, because I've been living as a slave ever since I was born. That era of slavery has come to an end. It must come to an end between now and next year, or the world will hear about us. And we are Biafrans. We are very spectacular. Anything we do, they will know that this is indeed Biafrans. That is why we are here. We welcome all of you wherever you are on this planet. Our number have changed for you to contact us. We are in Rome, in Italy. Gladiators came here. Most of your forebears came here as slaves. We have come here to set you free. You may not know it, but you are voluntary slaves because you're not in your father's land. That makes you a slave. You are not in control of your destiny. That is the meaning of slavery. You don't control your life. You don't control the life of your family, neither of that of your children. It is controlled by Italians in this country. That makes you a slave. We are here to set you free. That's why Radio Biafra is here. And you must embrace this very gospel. The number to call this very evening or morning or afternoon, depending on where you are, is +39 33 13 573 193. I believe this is on Facebook as well. It should be widely publicized that we are in Italy. We are in Rome, to be precise. If you wish to reach us, there is always this very wonderful means of doing so. You can get us via Radio Biafra on Skype, or you can call +39 33 13 573 193. If you go to Radio Biafra London, the largest gathering anywhere on cyberspace, over 200,000 people unashamedly identifying with Biafra. The largest community on Facebook is Radio Biafra London. That is how formidable we are. We are in almost every time zone on this earth. People are listening all the way from Japan in the east to the Bay of San Francisco on the western reaches of the United States of America. We are everywhere, believe you me. And they know what is coming. They would never have seen anything like this before. Once again, welcome you. I am surrounded by our coordinators. I am surrounded by our coordinator in the entirety of Italy, and also our coordinator in Rome. And Barrister Mamezu, I believe, has also joined us. That Chukwu Abiyama is great. It's only him that we worship. It's only him that has all the honor and glory. No man born of a woman is comparable to the Almighty creation. His name is Okike, in case you don't know. Today we prove to you that you are directly descended from God himself, the holiest race ever to walk the face of the earth. Are you people? But you don't know. That is why they hate you. They don't hate you because there is anything extraordinary about you. They hate you because you are the children of God. And we are here to return you to him. That is why you have Radio Biafra. And that's why you support it. So we welcome all of you. I will not hesitate. Before I go to those around me here, I will go to acknowledge the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. A barrister in England and Wales. Not a solicitor, I said a barrister. That is to show you how learned we are. We are coming with learned people from all sides to ensure that Biafra comes. Barrister, if you can hear me, I will please ask you to start by acknowledging the ever wonderful presence of Biafrans here in Rome. They turned out and they are here to hear this very wonderful gospel. Please, Barrister, go ahead. Barrister, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, and we thank God for your safe arrival into Rome. Fellow Biafrans who are seated there before Director, we thank you for welcoming him. Pronto to all of you. Pronto. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are bringing you our daily program. We broadcast whichever, wherever Director is, east, west, north, even if it's in the Atlantic Ocean, we will broadcast from there.
Exactly.
That is why we are resilient. That's why Biafrans are known as people who are very powerful, who believe in themselves, and who believe in Chukwu Abiyama. Well done for coming and residing with them. I don't know how long you'll be with them, but I'm sure they will look after you. Wherever you are, please get your pen and paper for today's deliberation. And do not forget to turn whatever listening devices you have off once you hear your name. Good evening to all of you. Director, I'm standing by.
Of course you will. Thank you very much. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu, who is an eminent barrister and attorney at law in England and Wales. And we are here in Rome. We'll start by obviously deferring to our local coordinator. It's important, he's the one hosting us, to please acknowledge the wonderful presence of Biafrans all over the world. We had wanted to bring you the news today coming from our dear sister Ifeoma Nwonwu from France, but because we started late, it wasn't possible to do so. We may be able to reconvene and do that from tomorrow. Please give the microphone to our coordinator here in Rome to please give us his name. Acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra that we may proceed. Please, go ahead.
Thank you very much, the director of Radio Biafra. I acknowledge all your efforts and we thank God for your safety arrival to Rome. The Biafrans in Rome are all here to Starwood, the coordinator here. My name is Anthony Mokunya from Delta State. And
you're not from Delta. Where do you come from?
From Anioma State.
You're from Anioma, not Delta.
This is Anioma State, the land of Biafra. I'm from Anioma State. I'm the coordinator here in Rome. We've been doing our best with the director when he came in. It wasn't easy, but
no.
With the director, we're finding things very easy because now he is broadcasting to the world. I still thank my national coordinator, Michael Irania, who has been with me and coordinating me nationally, and we have been working together, and today he's here with me and with the director. I have to still give thanks to those listeners there and the Co-Biafrans worldwide that they should stand fit for this reinstitution of Biafra to exist. Chukwu Abiyama, anyi wele obodo Biafra wete inaka. Kidube omu Biafra. Ebobu na wanona nuwanine. Chukwu Abiyama, biko anyi nekene nankelo lalo. Nekenekwe umunenye unolo maka liberation. This our freedom. Aina ano sense. And aina gwandewa that inke Biafra maji guzo anyinine kai mazabai neje kaije kudozi chuku chuku Abiyama funa ha enye kohala anyenye. Aina gwazi ndi Nigeria na that ni Biafra na ye di very ready anya di go ready anya kwa dogo since na ife ha melanyi na ama mezi yozo anyi ye mezi ha inka aya funanya because chuku na ogu anyi nugo nuwa chuku Abiyama ekwe kwe na ndi ilo melizi anyi nwe mmeli ndi Biafra nwe mmeli Biafra kwim
yeah
Biafra kwim
yeah
Rafa Kwezen.
Yeah.
God, I don't know my.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And we allowed him to speak that way because he's our coordinator here in Rome. So he has special dispensation and privilege to be able to speak. When you speak, you will address us in English language or in any other format so that our cousins in Ibibio and Efik can hear us as well. And those of them in Ijaw can also hear us as well. It's very, very important. Please, let our national coordinator here acknowledge our people. Very briefly, please, your name and where you come from. You greet us so we can proceed. They are waiting to hear the news. Please, go ahead.
Biafrans all over the world, good evening, good afternoon, and good morning. You are welcome, Director.
Thank you.
My name is Michael Irania. I am from Itu, isn't it, in MBC, in Biafra land. I am very, very sorry we started very late due to some uncircumstances beyond our control, and I hope everything now is okay. I am here presenting myself and the entire Biafra before the world that we, the Biafrans in Italy, is completely solidly behind Biafra restoration, that we are not doing anything only to restore Biafra, and we are going to restore the Biafra for the future of the Biafrans, for the future of the dead, for the future of the our little children, and to remember the dead that has fought for this Biafra. Thank you once again. I am Michael Irania from Itu, isn't it, in MBC Biafra land. I say welcome to you all. Thank you, and God bless all of you. Stay tuned.
We are here
in Rome to tell the world that Italy is capable to host the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. You are hosting the world this evening because people are listening from everywhere on this planet. And you will greet them. You will tell them that indeed there are Biafrans in Rome. That is why we are here. Please, You pass the microphone to each and every person here. You will give us your name and where you come from, because we are Biafrans. Nigeria should be afraid, not us. Please, go ahead. Hello. Go ahead.
Hello. Director, thank you so much. You are welcome here in Italy. I thank God, the Almighty God, who has given you the grace to pilot the affairs of indigenous people of Biafra. My name is Emmanuel Chede Uziwe, and I come from Abuja, in Wangele local government area, Imo State, in Biafra land. And I use this opportunity to thank the director, the board of Radio Biafra, all indigenous people of Biafra here in Italy and all over the world. Wherever you are listening now, I say good evening, I say good morning, I say good afternoon, and God bless you all. You are welcome. Stay tuned. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very, very much. Please, you will now go one after the other, please. You will give us your name and where you come from, please, if you may.
I am Ndubuze Matthew. I'm from Njoye Mobi, in Uguta, LGA of Imo State, Biafra land. I want to first of all thank the director for this, the wonderful work he's doing for his people, the people of Biafra. I want to acknowledge the presence of our Biafran brother and sisters here tonight. We are very delighted to have the director, and we want to thank the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We want to recognize the presence of the barrister, Imam Mezu, Uchemefo Karomonde, and every member of indigenous people of Biafra. May God bless each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen and amen. We say amen to that, please.
Amen. I'm Kelechi Jiribako from Imo State, Ikeduru Local Government, Akabo, about. And I'm using this opportunity to say thank you for the director for coming to Italy. You're welcome. And I'm using this opportunity again to call up on Biafra, fellow Biafra in Rome, to please come out and be a man. Come out and be and join this race. Come out and join this race so that we can fight for our freedom. Please, I'm begging you, wherever you are in Rome, come out and join this race so that we can fight to get this Biafra. Biafra is for us. Please, I beg you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Pius Njiribako from Abazu Akabo Ikeduru Local Government of Imo State. We are going to use this opportunity to welcome the director for safely arrive to Italy. And I'm using this opportunity to welcome my fellow Biafrans in Rome. We thank you for turning up. It's not easy, depending on the weather of the day, but upon that we still turn up to show our concern for the actualization of Biafra. I thank you once more.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Monde Nwatu from Kano East Local Government in Enugu State, Biafra land. I really appreciate the wonderful work our director Nnamdi Kanu, Karomonde, Imam Mezu, Ikechukwu Enyeago, and the territory of broad of indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. So I thank God for all the work they are doing, and I pray that God Almighty Chukwu Abiyama will help us to restore the Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Fellow Biafrans, good evening. My name is Ogulonu Chidebere Samuel. I'm from
Umar Ami in Ahabim Menu, local government in Isukwato. Thank you, Director, for your visit to us here in Rome. I thank you for all the good work that you have been doing. I thank every member of Radio Biafra. I say may God be with all of us in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Please, if the microphone can get to the back, just step forward a bit, introduce yourself. That'll be fine. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Fellow Biafrans, I greet you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The director of the Radio Biafra, we welcome you to Rome City. We are very glad and delighted to receive you in our midst.
Thank you.
I will make one proverb in Igbo land, which says, Egwanha ta for all your jibutuzo. You people have been on the forefront to pilot the affairs of Biafra, and people are not slacking. I pray that Almighty God will continue to give you the strength to pursue this noble cause. And fellow Nigerians, fellow Biafrans in Rome, Italy here, let us join hands with them. You can never be in your house and fight a war and get. You don't run away from issues, rather you confront issues. We are here to confront the problem facing the Biafrans. And I believe that with the help of everybody here, we will achieve it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Did you give us your name?
My name is Ferdinand Mbadiwe Ajere from Ata Njaba local government area of Imo State.
Ata Njaba. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well spoken. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my fellow countrymen from Biafra. I am so happy today to talk and also listen to the voice of my people. And today is a great thing in Rome, because we've been longing for this for a very, very, very long time. And today it's gotten to our doorstep. Biafra is alive. Biafra is living. Biafra is not dead. Brothers, this is time for us to stand up. I call upon all professionals, all Biafrans. We did it before and we can do it again. And always, I remember what our forefather, one of our late forefathers said in Biafra land then. First fool, no be fool. Second fool, a proper foolish. So my fellow countrymen Biafrans, we can never be the proper foolish again. Kama, Oga Ondausa. My fellow Biafrans, I salute you once again. My name is Ikenna Wonyagala. I am from Izombe in Uguta local government. Izombe. Thank you and welcome once again.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, good evening, fellow countrymen Biafrans. My name is Ike Ewenike. I'm from Ata Njaba Imo State in Biafra land. I'm very, very happy this evening to be here because this is a dream come true. We have been hearing about the fight, the struggle, which our late Biafrans started but lost, as they said. But in our hearts, we know that they are heroes. This is a race that many of us have started and abandoned. But today, I believe with the set of people I'm seeing, with the director, Nnamdi Kanu, who has been carrying the cross of Biafra, who have been synthesizing the Biafrans, letting them know that this is time for us to actualize our dreams. All I call on Biafrans is, I call on them for unity. Because this is a time for us to get united. Because as my brother said, once beaten, twice shy. In Iboland, we used to say that one dada, ndanao, I go and open our born. It's time for us to go home and think and know who we are. Tell ourselves who we are. Tell our children that this is we, the Biafrans, the God-chosen people. We have been marginalized for a long time. My brothers, let us wake up from our slumber. Let this be a means of for all Biafrans to say their mind and say what they think about Biafra. Because Biafra is for us and not for any other person. We have our destiny in our hands. So let us play our cards well. Thank you, Biafra. Long live Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Your Igbo men.
Yes. Thank you very, very much. Who is the next person, please? The next person, please. Please, just your name and where you come from. We'll come down. This is your radio station. You can speak. If you want us to be here till tomorrow morning, then all well and good. Just give us your name and where you come from, please. And then greet Biafrans.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Ike Chukwuosu from Umuahia local government in Abia State. Mr. Director, you're welcome.
Thank you. You said Umuahia South. Where? No more. Is it Obakala or where?
Umuakpara.
Umuakpara. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My coordinator in Rome, you're welcome. National coordinator, also, you're welcome. My fellow Biafrans, my brothers have said it all. No need beating around again. You have heard all what they said. We are here in making sure that we have our gold of Biafra being in existence. So my fellow brothers and sisters, we welcome you all here in Rome once again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please. Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Patrick Abo. I am from Enugu in Anambra State. The director of Radio Biafrans, we delight to have you in our midst. It's a pleasure to have you to come and encourage us concerning this Biafran. This Biafran matter has been lingering much, but we believe that God is on our side, that this time around Biafra must be. And I use this opportunity to plead to all Biafrans to come out and support this program, because we are fighting for our children, we are fighting for our future, to have a better future. Please, may we all join hands together to see that we achieve our goal, that at the end of it all, we all will glorify the name of the Lord. May God bless Biafrans. The director, we thank you so much for coming in our midst to encourage us. May God bless you, all Biafrans.
Ise.
Ise.
Thank you very much.
Okay, my name is Adolfo Seguim from Idato, Imo State, in Biafra land. I thank God for his mercy journey, for our gentle director, bringing him here in Italy. I thank God very, very much. And also, I thank God for everybody that came from different area to come for this wonderful race that we are running or that we are pursuing. So now I am trying to tell everybody that are here that whatever you wanted to contribute or whatever that you wanted to do, I am telling you that you have to do it, and you have to do it in a brief way, so that we have many things to do. Whatever that you wanted to explain or whatever you wanted to say, we have to do it in a brief way so that we can move on in other things. I thank you, Director. I thank everybody that are here. I thank everybody that struggled themselves to come here and witness this kind of struggle. And I say, when going back, may God guide and protect us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I say, may Chukwu Abiyama guide our director when going back to UK in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. You're kind. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Samuel Nwakamma. I am from Mpitolu Ikedro local government in Imo State. This is my opportunity to come here and to hear about Biafra. You know, since all these days that I've been saying it, about 4 or 5 years, this is my first time to hear about Biafra. So I thank God for this occasion today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You are kind. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I like the spirit here. It's very good.
Good evening, dear friends all over the world. I'm Emeka Iji from Anyocha Local Government. I'm using this opportunity to say hello to Biafrans and good evening to Biafrans all over the world. And I'm saying more air balls to the Biafran radio here in Rome. And we say to Biafrans all over the world, united we stand and divided we fall.
Four, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Here's the next person.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Eddie or George. It sounds strange. I've seen Biafra when Biafra was Biafra. But I thank God I see I'm still living, seeing a new generation of Biafra. I'm very happy, I'm impressed. I'm based in Rome here. I am from Edo State, Ekpoma, Irue Ekpe. I wasn't even in Iraq, but I was in the eastern side when the Biafran was really, really Biafran. I saw everybody, the elders, the Biafrans, and I see the youth coming up again with the Biafran program. I think it's an interesting program. And I am short of words, and so I'm impressed. The director, God will bless you. Keep the fight going on. There are a lot of people, whether they are Biafrans or they are not Biafrans, supporting this motion. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for being here. Have we finished with our people? Thank you very much. Do we have anybody here? And more are on their way. Is she one of us? Is she one of us? Is she from, where is she from? From Katsina? Anambra. Now we want to hear, the women want to hear your voice. We want to hear your voice. It's important we do, because you will encourage other people who are here. Other women, you will encourage them. They want to know that our women are very brave. Our women fought injustice in 1915. Some of you don't know that. They fought in 1929, they fought in 1949. Our women only. You must acknowledge them. Please go ahead.
Okay, and they be our friend, they would have everybody.
We accept what she has said. We acknowledge it. This is Radio Biafra. We must move on. We've heard her voice, which is very, very important. We must proceed and bring you the news on this very day so that we can allow our people also to reciprocate the kind gesture and your very beautiful words to them. Because there are Biafrans listening all over the world. On this very day, the 11th day of February in the year of our Lord 2014, we are reporting that horror of horrors. You know, things are now beginning to happen and never happened before. In Enugu, a husband and a pregnant wife were slaughtered. That is why we need Biafra, so that such abominations will no longer continue. Husband and wife and pregnant wife slaughtered in Enugu. We are also reporting that in Anambra State, an Anglican pastor, a cleric, has been arraigned for kidnapping and gun running. Even in the church, when you go to pray, they kidnap you there. We told you that terrible things will happen, and this is indeed a sign of the end of the times. We're also reporting about fuel subsidy fraud that made most European people very rich. A court orders for the arrest of oil marketers. These are those that are preaching one Nigeria to you. These are those giving money to channels television, giving money to AIT to preach one Nigeria. These are the same people taking oil money from your land so that you can be traveling abroad and be suffering. They want Nigeria to remain as one so that you live all your lives perpetually abroad. They have been asked by a court to present themselves. We are also reporting that this man of Satan, or whoever is called, T.B. Joshua, that he took another pastor's wife. There's nothing new in that. That's what they do, because they don't go there to worship God. They go to make money. That is why the more churches you have, the poorer the people becomes. The more churches you have, the more suffering you get. The more churches you have, the more kidnappers you get. It's not a coincidence, because God is not deaf. Chukwu Abiyama is not deaf. We are also reporting on this very day that the court returns university professor and two others to prison. These are Boko Haram members. They were released from detention because the Sultan of Sokoto, the man that owns the zoo, Nigeria is a zoo. If you, do they know that Nigeria is a zoo in Italy at all? You know Nigeria is a zoo? Do they know that here? It's a zoo. Somebody responsible for the death of your children, your uncles, your mothers, your brothers and your sisters. University professor. Instead of them arraigning this man before a competent court of law and sentencing him to a term imprisonment, the Sultan of Sokoto asked for him to be released because he was very, very strong in the Islamic society in Nigeria. They released him, but now he has been recalled back to prison. NUPENG, N-U-P-E-N-G, threatens to halt fuel distribution. We are also reporting that Articles Associate warns Jonathan's advisor, Gulak, against disrespectful comments. When you say something that is on your mind, it turns into disrespect in the zoo. And now the news in detail. On this very day, we are continuing to report that there is apprehension in Opo community in Enugu State. Who's from Enugu here? Enugu Ezike? Is it Opo or Opo? How is it pronounced? OKPO. Enugu Nakweba. Opo community in Enugu Ezike. It was the North Local Government area of Enugu State. Following the murder of a man and his 7-month pregnant wife. I want to ask you people here, when you were growing up, assuming you were fortunate enough to grow up in the village, did you ever hear when you were growing up that a man and the pregnant wife were murdered? Did you ever hear it before? And people ask us, why do you want Biafra? Can they see maybe? Just simply tell them that you don't want men and their pregnant wives killed anymore. Because when you were growing up, such abominations were not happening. That's why we want Biafra. The victims identified as Obuenyi Idoko were murdered in their bedroom. They had their throats slashed with a sharp knife while their blood was collected in a bucket by their killers. This is happening 3 months after the murder of Mabel Udaya, a 24-year-old woman, in the same community by a suspected ritualist. But there are churches, you know, everywhere. People praising the Lord every blessed day. Doing night vigil, day vigil, afternoon vigil, 12 midday vigil. Where you come from, the land of Chukwu Abiyama, people's throats are being slit and their blood collected for heaven knows what in your own land. And you're in Italy, where it's very cold and rainy. And such abominations are happening where you come from. You think Chukwu Abiyama will be happy with you for doing nothing about it? Do you think you'll be happy? It was Edmund Burke that said, and in the absence of good men, evil flourish. The more we live abroad, the more things will be happening. Next time it could be your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, it could be anybody close to you. Then you will know. Now other people are being killed. It doesn't affect you. You don't care. But one day it will affect you. And for you to stop it from affecting you, that is why we need Biafra today, tomorrow, so such nonsense can't happen. You remain in Nigeria, this is what you get. This is the price you pay for being in a useless contraption called One Nigeria, created by men, not by God. Chukwu Abiyama never created Nigeria, men did. This is the nonsense you get for being a part of that contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Sources told the newspaper that the victims were killed probably on Friday night, leaving their 3-year-old daughter between their corpses. It was the cry of the little girl on Saturday afternoon that drew the attention of a neighbor who came into the compound and saw the gory sight of the couple before raising the alarm. Giving further insight into the killing, an indigene of the community who craved anonymity said that the deceased couple were poor people in the village. Of course, it's a crime to be poor. When everybody is heading to Lagos, heading to Italy, going to London, people are going to US, what are you doing being poor in the village? You become a victim. And that's what's happened. They've lost their lives. Are we going to pray for them? The answer is no. Are we going to remember them? The answer is no, they are dead. But such nonsense is happening where you come from. And if you tolerate it, if you don't pursue Biafra, that means you are complicit in the murder of innocent people where you come from. Because you saw evil and you turned the other way. That is why we say to people that you need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. Biafra will save you. What can you do for Biafra? It's to save yourself. So you need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. That is why when we preach on radio Biafra, we don't beg. What are we begging you for? How can I beg you to be free? Oh, please come. There is some, we are having a meeting. Come and be free. That is nonsense. We can't beg you. It's your freedom. Or you can remain here in Italy, in foreign land, and suffer. The only time you see your father's compound is when you're dead. 6 feet darkness. They cover you with sand and you're gone. And Italy remains to wait for your children and your children's children to come. We continue to report this abomination where we come from by telling you this evening that a cleric of the Church of Nigeria, Anglican Communion, of course, the Church of Nigeria, what do you expect? How can good thing come out of it? It's called Church of Nigeria. Anglican Communion is cooling his feet in prison pending the perfection of his bail application following his alleged involvement in series of kidnapping and gun running in Anambra State. The suspect, Reverend Christopher Nwoye, a native of Umunze in Orumba South Council area of the state, was arraigned yesterday along one Damasus, Akabogo, at the Chief Magistrate's Court in Ekulobia, in Agwata Council area, for allegedly leading a kidnapping and armed robbery gang to terrorize the state, including an attempt to kidnap the Anglican Bishop of Agwata Diocese, Most Reverend C.O. F.O.B. You know that when clergy, church people, start kidnapping each other, you know that Satan is very close. Church people, how safe are you? You can't go home, can you? Take your children home now and see what will happen without escort. The Italian government will be asking you where is their child the next day. That is where you come from. As I said yesterday, and I keep saying every blessed day, when you were growing up, if somebody said to you that one day you'll be in your father's compound, somebody will come to kidnap you, will you believe it? The answer is no. You are slitting, cutting each other's throats like savages. You see why Nigeria is a zoo. Pastors are kidnapping each other. Or maybe the congregation, after Thanksgiving, they kidnap you inside the church. These things are happening where you come from. And that's why you need Biafra, to save you. It's very sad. We can't go on to read it anymore. It's happening in Anglican Church. A Lagos High Court sitting in Ikeja has issued a bench warrant against an oil marketer, Mr. Oluwaseun Ogubambo, for his continuous failure to face trial. Oil marketer. Can you name how many people who are from Biafra land that are oil marketers? Can you name them? How many oil marketers are from Uguta? We get oil from Ohaji, Ebema, is that correct? How many oil marketers are there in Ebema? I'm waiting to hear. I didn't hear that very well. How many oil marketers in Ebema? But Yorubas are oil marketers. And we say we are intelligent people. I say to people, you're not brain, you're manning here, guy in Jesus. You're not intelligent. Somebody from Obomosho will come and be an oil marketer in Ebema. People of Ebema are living abroad, doing cleaning, sweeping the road, washing toilets. Somebody from Obomosho will come and be an oil marketer. And then you say you're intelligent. No, I have not seen that type of intelligence before. Can't we believe? He's from Obomosho. He said he will not go to court to face trial. He has money. Where did he get the money from? From your land. While you were swimming through Mediterranean, after trekking for 2-3 weeks in the Sahara Desert, you swim through Mediterranean, you come to Italy to survive, and then they say your roads are crumbling at Ohaji Ewe Muguta. You contribute money in Town Development Union, but that is where the oil is coming from. Then somebody comes from Obomosho and takes your oil and sells for you. And to make matters worse, they then say to you, no, after coming to Italy, when you're bringing your car back, don't go through Port Harcourt or Calabar. You still bring your car through Lagos. I
and pay them more money. And as you're coming along the way, you are paying your federal tax to federal customs and local customs as you're coming. Having trekked, you trekked for 3 weeks, the Sahara Desert. You swam through Mediterranean. You came to Italy. You're going back. And you're paying as you're going to your father's compound. And people tell me they're intelligent people. Mbana, doesn't work that way. That's why we are here. To enlighten our people. To arouse your consciousness to a very high level of purified anger. So that we can go and burn the zoo down. Heaven knows, if I have nuclear weapon at my disposal, I will destroy the whole damn place. It will sink. It's full of evil. Anybody telling you they believe in one Nigeria is a criminal. Go and check the person. He's a rogue. Or they are fathered by Hausa men. They are demented. They are not well. You are a slave. Hausas are telling you that they will kill you and they will take the money from the oil coming from your land to compensate somebody. They have killed your mother. They have cut off your father's right leg. They said, I will kill your sister unless you pay me 3 million and then 300,000 every blessed month for the next 3 years. And then what happens? You pay them. Jonathan will pay them. They've been paying them. 165 Boko Haram members released 2 weeks ago. They were paid with money gotten from Biafra land. Yet, those that they killed from Biafra land have been buried without compensation. I don't know what's wrong with us. This is the Lagos High Court. Yoruba man selling your oil. But we are abroad. Some of us in England doing care. You know what is care work? We take care of old people in the Ocha. We take care of them. We wash them and keep them clean. When Yoruba and Hausa are busy drinking your oil, fattening themselves on it, telling you a confab, we are going for conference on your money. Amazing. There is this Yoruba man, they call him TB Joshua, or tuberculosis, whatever you wish to call him. Say he's a man of Satan or man of, I don't know what they call the idiot. He took somebody's wife. These are the people calling the name of God. Every wretched fool calls his name. Nigeria is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Worse. And destruction will come to it. Some of you know Somalia very well, don't you? You know Somalia? I suggest you go and read up on Somalia and see how primitive they are today. I promise you, Nigeria will be worse than Somalia. Write it down on a piece of paper. The degree of decadence in the zoo is beyond even Satan himself cannot even tolerate it. Ekwensu, Lucifer. That's how sad it is. He's a pastor. He went and took another pastor's wife. Amazing. The man that took the wife is Peter Kayode. Falun Bon or whatever his name. He's the head pastor of Awakeners Chapel. Awakeners Chapel International. Redeemed. And winners. They have aeroplane, you know. Do you know they have private jet? Your pastor, do you know that? They have private plane for some three. They're competing with Jonathan. You know, they use the white one to travel on Monday. They use the blue one to travel on Wednesday. So to match the shoe. The color of the wing of the plane has to match the tie of the pastor. And your children are dying. Your children are being killed. No electricity, no running water, no roads where you come from. Your children are dying. And people are kneeling in front of Yoruba pastors and asking for redemption. You are asking for condemnation. Only Biafra can save you. If you're worthy to be saved. If you are worthy, you have to be worthy to be saved by Biafra before you be saved. We must continue. We are also reporting on this very day that a federal high court sitting in Abuja issued a fresh order remanding in prison custody three suspected Boko Haram members, including a university don, Dr. Muhammad Yunus. The trial high court judge, Justice Gabriel Kolowale, gave the remand order after a 4-hour legal argument
by counsel in the case on why or not bail should be granted by the accused persons, pending trial. He also fixed another date, February the 28th, to deliver a well-considered ruling on the arguments. Some of you may not know what is wrong with this, but if you look beyond the case or the trial of a Boko Haram university lecturer, you will see that when one man sits in judgment to determine the guilt or innocence of another, you have corruption. Most of you do not know that before the white man came, that we had a legal system that was far more superior to what you have in England today. Do you know that? We never had only one man or woman sit in judgment. I see some people want to turn our history upside down by saying, all nonsense. After every legal case, those that determine the guilt or innocence are those men and women of the jury, men especially. Do you know what they call them, where we come from? Have any of you attended any dispute before in your village before the advent of autonomous communities? Have you? Oh, when they are not born, these, you know that? You select people and say, go and determine who is lying and who is telling. You know that? Ibuizu. They call a few people and say, you, people of truth, go and tell us who is lying and who is telling the truth. Is that correct or not? Is that one man only saying you're guilty, you're innocent? That shows you that you are blessed. That is what they call trial by jury in America. You know that? Trial by jury. No one person should sit in judgment of another. Never. But it was destroyed. They gave us Gotama. You know Lord Maju God, did you watch him when you were small? Gotama. That was the nonsense we had. You had a bunch of imbeciles that came to England, left university with fourth class degrees. They came back talking absolute people, sitting in courts, looking like you the mini man with their useless wig they wear. Imagine a black person wearing a blonde wig in the afternoon, saying he's a judge. It's a pitiful sight. Very pitiful sight. You determine the guilt and innocence of a man. But the place you went to school, you see, that is what baffles me about black people and learning. You went to school in England where there is trial by jury. They taught you everything. You came back and you're a chief judge. Only you would determine who is right and who is wrong. Who should live or who should die. But the place you went to school, things are not that way. Now you understand why Africa is very poor. The same school we went to is the same school those from Japan and China went to. Do you know that? The same school, the same classroom. No difference. But they're developing and we are not. You know why we're not developing? Because we lack the discipline to apply the same thing we have read. Discipline. Why hasn't Biafra come? Lack of discipline. Some of you may think that, leave them. Eleganya, one nature, Abuja will call them, give them 1 million naira. They will start saying, let us unite Igbo people. You think we are like them, isn't it? Some of you think so. But we are here to surprise you. As I said before, before we came, nobody like us. Now we are here, nobody like us. When we are gone, there will be none like us. Forever and ever. Because we want to tell you people something, teach you one thing that will guide us in the new Biafra. That there is something called selfless sacrifice and service to your country. We want to prove to everybody that some people love Biafra more than their families. Do you know that? I will sacrifice mine this night. If you give me Biafra tomorrow morning. Complete sacrifice. I love Biafra more than I love my family. More than I love life itself. Because Biafra is the only way I can worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty. Do you know that? Only through Biafra. Even in the Bible it is written, how can you sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Or if you get there, you jump over and go to another place. You know what it means? Do you know what it means? You cannot worship your God in a strange land. Very simple. You can't. Every prayer you offer in Rome, Every prayer you offer at Canterbury, God will not hear it. It is not your land, for goodness sake. Chukwu Abiama will not hear it. It is not your land. It's very simple. You come from the holiest place on this earth. Some of you don't know that. The only place in Africa with coal and oil and bauxite and gold, white and black marble forming on the same piece of land. No other place in Africa. Do you know that? Hamage, they don't know. Some of you from Asaba or from Ogbaru, if you go to River Niger, there's an island. The village of Professor Ben Mwabeze. I have the video. If you go there, you see oil coming from the river, from the bed of the River Niger. Do you know that? You see it now yourself. You don't need Mungo Park to show you. Or as I wear glasses, you don't need eyeglasses to see it. You see they are coming out. Then you know you have coal at Enugu. Do you know there's coal at Enugu? Do you know what you can do with coal? Do you know what you can do with coal? Chukwu Abiama blessed you, but you brought curse upon yourself by being wicked and deceitful, by selling yourselves, by introducing Osu caste system, by allowing the priesthood to become corrupt. People that divine with the dead. And Chukwu Abiama left you and handed you over to your enemies, because Chukwu Abiama could have done the same thing he did for Ethiopia. He said to these people, in Ethiopia you can't come in. Told Italy you can't come to Ethiopia. And they never did. The only place not colonized. Why did Lugard succeed? Because Aruchuku was so fetish. They were offering human sacrifice. You look at a fellow human being, you say the person is Osu. Somebody made by Chukwu Abiama, I say is Osu. Who made them Osu? It's the same chief priest, though. The same oracle, Ndioshi. Looking for a beautiful girl to sleep with. You claim the God sent you to impregnate a little girl. And when the child is born, you say the child belongs to the... It was the Arosi that did it, not you. Can you believe such nonsense? For allowing such crap to exist in the land of God, God allowed the white people to come and destroy you completely. Not only destroy you. When they were leaving, the punishment was not enough. They handed you over to Hausa Fulani to finish you off. Chukwu Abiama is hoping that you come to your senses and come back to him, and he will save you, and the time is now. The reason why things are difficult and looks very bleak is that we said to them, Owazurike, like the Satan he is, came to make it impossible for us to win the hearts and minds of our people. To make things very difficult for us. And we knew it. We shall overcome them. Because we are honest and righteous people, we shall overcome. So that when this Biafra comes, not us, you will say that indeed, that Chukwu Abiama is great and worthy to be worshipped. Now is the time, and you will see it. Oil problem in Nupeng, oil, man, see from Biafra land coming out of the ground. They are fighting. That's the only thing that the zoo lives on. Oil. They sell oil, they buy toothpick. Everything is oil. Without oil, they will die. They are planning to go on strike. The other one is gossip, which I'm not interested in. And that is our news for today. This is Radio Biafran. We are in Rome. You will now have the time after Barrister Mamezu. The barrister has to come to me to give us his views and his opinion, his perspectives. After that, then the floor will be opened. Anything you want to say, say it now. You say it. Any question, no matter how difficult, will be answered very clean and very clear. We don't leave any stone unturned because our hands are clean. I said to somebody, with the way we speak on Radio Biafra, if you think we are bad, don't you think our enemies would have come out since to say what we have done? They can't now. Nobody can because our hands are clean. Is that correct? Very simple. You see why we speak the way we do. Because we have no skeletons in our cupboard. None whatsoever. Can anybody say I went to Abuja to take money? Can anybody say I went to a politician to take money before? Can anybody say I stole in order to be able to
fund Radio Biafra? The answer is no. My hands are very clean. There is nothing people can do, because the man we serve is Chukwu Abiama. Creation, Okike, Chineke na nke no n'igwe. As I was telling some people in the afternoon, you are the only people that praise God with your name that you answer. Ndi ochonaza blessing. Eh? I'm asking. We even put English in it. Ngozi Chukwu. Which is also my name, incidentally. I have about 8 names. I'm the first child of an only son. So you can imagine. And my grandfather was a chief priest, but an honest man. I will tell a story about him and the python in my village and what happened. Let's go to the barrister. Barrister, can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly, director.
You're a good man. You will then give us your opinion, your analysis, your presentation, your take on our news coverage this evening. Please go ahead.
Director, thank you for the news. But I must confess, the news today was just way like you are in a classroom. You are just telling us stories and carried away. I don't even know where to start from, director. This is the very first time you've done the news like this in Rome, you know. You are like in a classroom telling us stories and how things should be done.
I'm following the footsteps of Peter. Peter was here.
That is the way it should be done. So anyway, let me support you in the quest of what you are telling them, because actually I won't take this as misreading. You told us a story, and we follow the story. A kind of change of style in misreading. I love you, director. I wish you can carry on this way, you know. The effort we are trying to make here, director, is to drive our people into reality. We are here on Radio Biafra telling our people how they have been tricked, how they have been deceived in many areas, and for them to wake up and wash their faces and realize that the only best way for them to go is Biafra. There's no other way. You cannot worship your own God, because any prayer you left abroad will stay with them abroad. Ain't going to follow you home. This is the reason why the Bible tells you you cannot worship your God in a foreign land. I'm not the one who said it. The director is not the one who said it. But that's a fact. If you plant a in this country, it stays here. You plant a banana, it will stay in this country. You make money. If you're not very careful, the money will be wasted here. So the fact what we're trying to say to all Biafrans, wherever you are, is you stand up, make hay while the sun is shining. We need to go home. And all this preaching, in combination with every other thing that I talk put together, is for our people to get up and go home. Our transmitter is lying there. If we're not careful, that transmitter will start getting rusty. So we have to move it. We need to go home. In fact, I heard, by the way, that the zoo are planning to remove people from Ogoja side and put them to be Ansari Cameroonian. I was so upset. This is what I heard.
Of course. They want
to take
it's true.
Our own people, our own Biafra,
and dash to Cameroon
and ask them to be Ansari Cameroon, just like Obasanjo did with the people of Bakassi. But we have Sokoto who's supposed to be in charge. They won't send them to go and be in charge. Now they want to come over to our territory to carry on dividing as they have been doing. So, director, we are talking to our people. Of course, there are still some of us who are adamant, who are watching. Some of us are seeing what will happen in the next few months. But, of course, we know what we are doing, and we know what will happen. We've told them what will happen, but they are still waiting. And many Biafrans are not sitting by. They are making their contributions. They are supporting. In everything they are doing, they are supporting Radio Biafra. And Radio Biafra, in turn, we are bringing the best out of our people. But we will go home, it's not this year, it's not this next year, but we won't allow the zoo to have another election. That's what we are saying. Now, our people say, if you have a black goat, start looking for it during the daytime, otherwise in the night. worship that goat will mix up with the darkness. You don't find your goat. So you have to start now, making efforts. We are making a lot of inroads, I must confess. And our people are supportive of what we're doing. The people in Italy, I've had them. I'm sure they have even sent their money, according to the coordinator of all coordinators. They send their money. But if I'm not sure, those my dear friends who are sitting there with you should confirm whether they have sent their money for the of our transmitter. So, Director, you are on the right road. You are moving around and telling people what is coming ahead. The guy tried you yesterday, Director. I haven't even congratulated you. The guy tried you yesterday. But you use your overwhelming wisdom to suppress him. He was trying to ask you to repeat what you wrote on Facebook. And of course, if prayers could move, Director, you'll be moved. But he's as constant as a northern star. Nobody could ever tell the guy to move forward or move back. You are a deputy, Director. Therefore, that was why he did not move. Let me leave you for now and get people to give their own views. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Barrister Mamezu. And now, please, this very house is now open. The floor is open for you to say anything. It could be regarding the news we are presenting. It could be anything to be with what you've had in mind for a long time, a question you've wanted to ask us all this while. Now is your time to ask that. There is also, there is any Nwabueze here? Is it Nnadozie or Nwabueze? Any Nwabueze here?
Yeah, Matthew.
What is he? Ndubueze, is any Ndubueze here? Has he gone out? The brother sent me a message and said my brother is there. He mentioned his name and somebody identified him and said that is my younger brother there. Okay? You people should stop going. Your brother sent you a message from your village. Are you from Aronyemobi? Is that correct? Absolutely. He sent you a message. He said my younger brother is there. Yes. Yes. That is here. This is Radio Biafra. Anything you have to say, you can say it now. Any question, no matter how difficult, no matter how impossible it may appear, you must ask it and we'll answer it. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director Radio Biafra. And thank you all Biafrans, all my people all around the world, all my precious countrymen. I thank you people and as we used to say, I salute you all wherever, north, west, and south. We are happy here in Rome today, and we are very, very excited because Radio Biafra have come to live, and Biafra have come to stay forever. Please, what I want to really ask today is this fight that we are lighting up again. I know that when you talk of fights and the movements like this, you talk of the young ones. But naturally, when the youth go to war, the women stay behind to cook, and the old men also stay behind to pray. I would want to know what our old men in Biafra are really doing in Nigeria. And if I'm allowed to say, I will mention some names of people in Biafra that I have known that have been in the government in the zoo, like my honorable director said, the zoo government. And I believe it's a zoo government because my face, I know that in the zoo government, a lot of Igbo men have been in the power, very powerful powers, like the head of the Senate houses and other big position, the secretary to the federal government. Another big position for a long time. What are these people doing? Are they really going there every day to go and cheer out of the Ghana must go? Or do they have Biafra in mind at all? Because this question, if answered, I prefer to start my war from my brothers who are these men. And before I face the enemy. So if this question is answered, then we have to start the war from some of them who go to the government of the zoo and lift up their Ghana must go. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Very nice question. The truth of the matter you'll be shocked to know is that there is nobody who is prominent, you're hearing his or her name, that wants you to leave or to come back home. They want you to die in exile.
So the elders you're talking about don't exist. Name one of them now. Is it Payo Sanyim? How did he become the Senate president? By stabbing his own fellow brother in the back. When Igbos were given that slot, how many Igbo Senate presidents emerged in 2 years? I'm asking people a question. You want me to read out their names? Have you forgotten who they are? And one of Okadibo, Nwagbara, Anyim. Is that correct or not?
It is.
How many of them? Since Yorubas have been there or Hausas have been there, have you had any of them change the Senate president?
No.
How can he then? One thing that is wrong with us is that we are not consistent. As my father will say, one naya ukwari efe obi, bengawa him bohe anage. You know what it means? If you left village because of me and went a place to establish, when that place was forest, did I used to go there? These are men that lack honor. If you mention them and have regard for them, even the younger ones want to copy them. Everybody you have who is in power, with the exception of Godswill Akpabio, was put there by Hausa Fulani men. Do you know that? Do you know? I'm asking you. Every governor you have, the Hausa boyfriend will have to concur and say, yes, this is our candidate before you go forward. Do you know that? All of them. How then can they protect your interest? Who are these people you are mentioning? They don't exist. They owe their high status to their Hausa Fulani pay masters. They take your oil, they make their places better, they take maybe 2 or 3 kobo and give you, and say you are now the high chief. Do you want to be an Igbo leader? I give you a clue, we can make an Igbo leader tomorrow, it's not difficult. It's so easy. I will take you to my village and I'll ask my father to give you a chieftaincy title. So you are now chief. Or in fact, I'll ask him to make you high chief. So you'll be high chief. So that your red cap will be taller than the one of Victor Ume. You know Victor Ume, the former guy. So we're going to get you a cap that is taller than Victor Ume's cap. Are you following me? Then we put out, we set aside the 200,000 naira. I'm not giving you a tip how to become prominent. You go and target 1 or 2 or 3 Yoruba newspapers. You go to Channels TV and give the Getman 5,000 naira. And they'll plead with Madam to give you interview. And you start saying that Igbos will need to unite to get our own share. Yorubas will write about you. Channels Television will carry your news or AIT. And there you are, you're an Igbo leader. It's not very, you see, it's not very difficult. Somebody will then start saying, oh, how about that our brother from Italy? He was saying Igbos should unite. Meanwhile, you're living in Abuja or in Genoa. How many Hausa leaders live in Igbo land? How many? How many Yoruba leaders live in Hausa land? How many Hausa leaders live in Yoruba land? But how many Igbo leaders live in Hausa and Yoruba lands? How can they then be your leader? They are not. Because they're not in touch with the soil. Have I answered your question? So we start purging with them. They are the bad people. Is that correct? These people are like ikuikui owl that give signal to the falcon to come and pick up the little chick at home. They are there and their children are dying in the north. Are you telling me they have not read that Boko Haram are killing their children? Is that what you're telling me? I'm asking you a question. Don't they read about it? I beg Dohanese to please stand up and say to all the governors and say to them, provide piece of land so that anybody returning from the north will have a place to go to. We ask them. And they said, no, they can't do it, you see. Because once you do it, your Hausa, I said boyfriend, I didn't say friend. Your Hausa boyfriend will call you and summon you to the bedroom to go and wait for him. Do you people know that? Do you know that your so-called leaders, they have Hausa boyfriends? They will call them and say, come on, put on your nightgown and go and wait for me in the bedroom. He will take up his red cap and then kalaria. and go and wait in the hotel bedroom for the Hausa man and your leaders. Aro. This is Radio Biafra. Any more questions, please? Come forward. Anything you want to say, you can say. We don't come that people may smile or clap or laugh. We come so that when you go back home, you will think. Please go ahead.
I would say good evening, fellow Biafrans and Biafrans wherever you are in the world. I want to ask this question, please, because I would say most of us who met this fight on the ground, most of us weren't even born before they started Biafra. And now, as you, with some of your explanation and with what one of my fellow Biafrans asked here now, Biafrans looks divided. How do you intend achieving this goal when you have a lot of saboteurs around you?
You kill them. Is that not how to solve the problem? Is there another way to deal with saboteurs? You kill them now, they die off. If you leave them, you cannot succeed. Very simple. That is how it's done everywhere you have a revolution. We want to have a revolution so that when they vote you in the new Biafra, if you think of what will happen to you, if we ask you to build a road, you build it by force. Do you think people obey the law because they love obeying the law? It's because of the consequences that will come with it. Why is Ghana a bit inhumane that you cannot open a shop or open a bank account in Ghana without proper documentation? Because Rawlings cleansed the place. When you go to the village to go and farm, do you go to a forest and start putting cassava on the ground immediately? You cut it, you burn it now. So why don't you feel sorry for those trees you're going to burn? It's because you want your cassava and yam to do well. Is that correct? We are not divided. We are one people. The only thing is that we have turned light into darkness. And in Hezioku, Asana was in Hezioku. That is all we have done. In other words, this is Rome, yes? That this Pope said that there is no longer absolute truth. Did you hear him when he said it? Who challenged him? An Igbo man, Arinze. Because once you say that truth is not absolute, the very essence of an Igbo person is taken away. Mezio kwa bogondo, then Igbo shouldn't exist. Do you know that's the meaning of it? Do you know that? If you say that truth is not life, Biafrans should no longer exist. There will be no Biafra. Because that was on that very principle that we are built as a people. Truth is life. Ezioku bondo. If you take it away from us, we are mere animals. And that's what they want to take away from you. That there no truth is any more absolute. You have various versions of the truth. We are saying no to that. That is why you are very special people. Today we tell you, you are more important. One of you here is one of all the priests in Roman Catholicism. You get your divinity direct from Chukwu Abiam, direct from God, not from man. You don't need any man to place his or her hand on your head. Do you know why I knew this? Nobody taught me. I taught myself all these things by way of revelation. We are the only people on this earth that you give birth to a child and that child is an engineer. Doesn't have to go to school. Do you believe me or not? Engineer. Where we come from. I don't know for you people where you come from. I'm telling you where I come from. In Biafra land. Engineers are born. As you're born, they begin to perform miracles before your own very eyes. How many of you bought toys here when you were growing up? I made my own toys. And I'm not even good with craft. Every season we had a toy. Every season. Is that correct? Every season. Even Christmas, we go high-tech with matches. You know what to do with matches during Christmas? You buy it and then you get bullet, you know, or spoke. We put the bullet in the fire and we drill a hole in it. Is that correct? Yes. And we make our own gun. That's special, you know, is Christmas, is white people something. So we have special thing for white people. During EDGS, we go to that. You know what is carbide? Do any of you use carbide here?
When you go to the market, you see a 6-7 year old, they will ask their mom, please give us 3 kobo, give us 5 kobo. They will go and they will buy carbide. They want to go back. There are various stages of it. You can use a tin to do it. There's one we call, the one you put, you run away to go up. That's why you use mpwachara to do. Is that correct? Can your children do that now? It's called health and safety. This is Radio Biafra. We must enlighten our people. Who else has something to say here, please, if I may ask? Before we go, because Biafrans are dying to speak. They are on the line and our lines are opened. You can call us either via Skype or you can call us via the phone. And the phone number is also on Facebook. It's +39 33 13 57 3193. I repeat, +39 33 13 57 3193. That is our number today, with which we shall reach out to the world. Who else here has something to say? Our lines are open. Radio Biafra lines are open. And we must take this call. We must take it. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director. Good evening from Malaysia.
Good evening. Your name, please. Your name.
This is Oji Chide, calling from Malaysia.
You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yes. Director, I want to say thanks for your journey. Well, for God, for the way God lead you back down to Italy, Rome. And we pray that everything you have in mind in there.
We have lost him. We've lost him. Let's go to Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. No. Can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. They cannot hear me. They should try and call us back. They should try and call us back. Let's see. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, good day.
Good day to you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tony Collins. Tony Christopher Wolf.
And
I come from Oka South, Oka government.
And where are you calling from?
And I'm calling from Barcelona.
From Barcelona, please go ahead.
Every day later, a long time. I've been missing you a lot. Although Uche my boy have done a marvelous job. But we still miss you every day later. Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
My contribution goes like this. Because every day I would like to go out and enlighten people about Biafra, especially our fellow Biafras. And today I have an encounter with my fellow Biafra. I told him about Radio Biafra. He said he's aware that something will happen. As the foundation starts, he will pick up his, will pick all his family and social. That's why. Because he doesn't want his family to suffer.
He doesn't want his family to suffer.
Yes, but he don't want what happened last time to happen again. You know? So our people, I find out that they are many wallowing in fears, you know? Try to enlighten them. But at the end, today we listen to the radio that they will come up with the positive things. Because I normally go and lighten them. My people, I don't know.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, so no, that is it. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. People say they don't want to suffer, but what are you doing abroad? Give us a name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, I'm Sylvester from Nuremberg, Germany.
Sylvester, you're calling from Nuremberg in Germany. Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, you're welcome for your time.
Thank you. I don't know what is happening to that line. It's a bit shaky. I don't know what is wrong with it. It's a bit shaky. We have to switch lines. Maybe. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Hajimu Kidoye, calling from Italy here in Verona.
You're calling from Verona. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I greet you once again.
Thank you.
I thank you for being in the Holy City there in Rome.
Thank you.
The Almighty God will bless you and bless all the people that are working with you. We are eager here in Verona waiting for you. And when you call, you will see us in action. I am my coordinators here, Jesus, and the director, the coordinator of the whole Islija living in Padova. We are glad to see you. All the people of Biafra, they are saying you welcome to the land of the history.
Thank you.
May Almighty God bless you. Continue to move ahead. Nothing will happen to you. We are calling the people of them to be with you, to direct you, to guide you, whatever you are doing, because you are moving in a truthful way.
You see?
You know that what touches me is this, director. Wherever you speak, you bring Chukwu Abiem first. And I myself, I believe strongly, this is the right time. Either we get this Biafra this time, or we lose it. And I believe we cannot lose it, because Chukwu Abiem is with us. Let me reserve my comments until you come and meet us here in Verona.
Thank you very
and
much.
And we crown you, even you, your own title.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless you. We must continue to preach this very gospel. That's what we do. We preach it as a gospel. Because the truth must be spoken. Truth must be spoken. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please, if you may. Turn your system down. Turn your system down, please, and talk to me via Skype.
Yeah, it's down.
Go ahead, then. Give us your name and where you are.
Okay. My name is Chidi Mwaloro Wando Onyeka from Awomama.
And where are you calling from?
In Biafra land.
Yes.
I'm calling from Napoli.
From Napoli. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director. Please, can you allow me to speak in Igbo because I'm so happy.
Go ahead and speak. We make an exception.
One Adam, Adam, Ezibo, Adam, that is Obi, the Ezibo, Oto. Na, Ibera, Ibera, Tere, Baino. Ya, Uro, Na, Uwe, Ejim, Akara, Mabia, Hoge. An meke le umunem ni le de Biafra. Neke le kono se, chide kena, chuko abiyama, geme ebere. Aya agaru ebaye na aga. Biko le umunem ne uli, wende na nano ihem ne eku. Awo se na mwa na mwe, ama inglish aso. Mana na obi, obi dupe jibu oto. Ego mi kere eku na nata eri ono. Biko ne. Umunem ne ihem ne eku. Biko ne. Aya wepo ne ekuero. I weapon Dondorondoro. Onye nwere ihe nwere bubble nwere. Ya biko. Ya mebere. Cheta umunna ye nwere anwụ mgbe a na-azọra ya ala. Ha biko. Ha lotawa. Mụwa na onwe m nọ n'Italy na. Ihe nọ n'Italy na watagawa ahụ. Ihe a 15 years m n'Italy. Ahụ ka m na-atake mgbe ahụ. Ehe ya. Ya wụrụ sị na obodo m dị mma. Onwe ha m nọ ga-eme. Ndị uwe ojii nọ na-akparịgharị m ndị m tọchara atọ. Ihe na-akparịgharị m every day. Nnapụ n'ụlọ m ụjọ na-atụ m. Ihe na mana m nọ n'obodo Biafra n'ụlọ nna m. Gbapụchaa slippers m zọdụ ụkwụ n'ala. Ma enwee obi uru ala. Mana ugbu a na-agụ m enwe ya maka akọrọcha ha na ndị otu ha na-ezuzugharị na Biafra. So mụ ha sọpọtụrụ ihe ọ bụla ị na-eme. Director, echegidere m gị taa ahụ na gị.
Yes.
So, director, ya wuru ni ga abirute Napoli. Mu awuche ga me ihe obule I choro ka me. As far as ni ga rutere kia.
We'll be in Napoli on Thursday. We'll be in Napoli on Thursday. On Thursday we'll be in Napoli on Thursday.
Hey, oh my name we meeting. Oh my name we meeting. Oh my name we meeting.
We'll be there. We'll be there on Thursday. We'll be there on Thursday.
Ekele diri chuku 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 abia magedugi. Okay, dugi.
He say.
Naha Jesus.
He say. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. We are relentless. We have another caller on Skype, please. Can you hear me?
Yeah, director, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Christian Nakinsi Lobi from Mbitoli Local Government in the state, calling from Thailand.
From Thailand. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I want to thank you for your good work. I want to thank God on your behalf for his sake. Journey that we are going to you from all the way from where you go before and come back and from London to Italy. And I say may God continue to lead you.
He said,
and also want to greet Wakama also in Italy. I heard someone call Wakama from also from Italy.
Is Wakama here? Is he outside smoking? Okay, he's here. Go ahead.
So, director, I know we are about to go. I know where you are working very hard to make sure that we achieve our dream, and that is our prayer.
Yes.
And I also want to call all our brothers in Italy, those that are listening to Radio Biafra now, please listen to me very carefully. This is our battle, and nobody can fight it for us. The area we stand up now, the area is better for us. Someone can say that the war started, he will go and take his family. If he truly loves his family, this is the only way he can fight for them. For how long did he think he would take his family out of the country? Some people don't reason very well. The only sacrifice he can make to show love to the people is to fight for their freedom, the freedom that can last forever. Why? Sometimes I'm confused. Please, I'm begging you guys to wake up now. Wake up and join the struggle, because I know we are about to go and nothing will stop us. Biafra is come to stay. I'm also calling all our brothers here in Thailand, those who are still kind of going back every day and day. Let them wake up. This is our battle. This is our fight. We can never go back from it. This is our right. How can we be suffering going from one man country to another? I came from Qatar to Thailand. I know what I suffered there. I washed toilets from Qataris. Each citizen of Qataris receives more than $10,000 per month. We dear friends, wash toilets for them just to earn daily bread. Why God bless us where we came from, a country that we share than Qataris. So my brother, I'm pleading you people to wake up during this battle so that we will gain back our country. And everybody will gain from it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. From what our dear brother said, isn't it very funny that you live a land where there is rain, where you have springs, where you have mountains, you have valleys, you have flatlands, where you have vegetation all year round, and you go and live in the desert in United Arab Emirates? Isn't that madness? Huh? You live in Zombe, you go and live in Qatar. Incredible. We have a caller on Skype, I believe. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Mr. Paul Akpara.
Turn your system down, please. I can hear myself on the system. Turn it down and speak to me via Skype, if you may. Hello? Can you hear
me? I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany. Which part of Germany are you in?
I'm calling from Germany. Sorry, please.
Turn your system down.
Coordinator, you are back again. I'm very happy. I've been listening to Radio Biafra for long. I've been missing you.
Thank you. I'm back.
Today, I want to ask a very, very nice question to Biafrans all over the world. My question to Biafrans all over the world is this. Is it not time for us to move home and stand and defend our land? Or we keep on here discussing and discussing and the Boko Haram and his group and Shagari after he arrests Delta White with leader there. All these things taking place in as the wish and support and wish for Biafran is time for freedom movement and freedom movement to be sincere and to be is to take up the arms.
Your line, I'm afraid the line is not very clear on that line. You have to call us back and we'll retake your call, please, if you may. We have also a caller on the other line on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, your name and where you are, please.
Name is Utapomai. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Yeah, I am from Anambra, village called Uru.
Yes, go ahead.
So my process of calling tonight is to...
No. There is a problem with our Skype line. You can call us on the phone. I don't know what is happening. I don't know if the connection here is good at all or not. Let's try. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you.
Yes, your name and where you are. No, they can't. Can they? They cannot hear me. Let's go to the phone line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Somebody called us. Maybe the child wants to speak.
Hello.
Yes, your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
We can hear you loud and clear. Hello, what is your name?
Hello, Nali. This is Ifeanyi Abazu.
And where are you calling from?
From Treviso.
From where?
I'm calling from Treviso.
Okay, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I am the Biafra representative here in Italy.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I only want to say to Nali that he is welcome to Italy.
Thank you.
My coordinator is Diabwa Kiranya. I also want to greet him.
Thank you very much.
We have another coordinator here with me, Daniel Elago. He's a great man. I also want to use this opportunity to greet him also.
Thank you.
We have, I hope to see Nandi in 2 days time or 3 days time. Then I will talk to him in a way that he can understand.
Thank you very much.
Thank you and good night.
Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Who has something to say here, please? We want this floor. Is there, did I do anything wrong? I feel guilty now. Wonderful, wonderful. If you have anything to say, just raise your hand. We'll give you the microphone. You say it. Please come to our coordinator here in room. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, Director. Again, you are highly welcome. This is Mokwin Anthony, the coordinator in Italy, Rome. There is an experience I've gotten through this humiliation that I can be a testimony why Biafra must stand. Why must Biafra stand on its feet? For long we have been humiliated. I remember 1980s after my studies with my technical diplomas, I was enlisted into the Nigerian Police Force in Jos Plateau. Just a practical experience why equally me, I'm grieved. Yes, from south to north. I come to find out that the system in the north, if you are not there, you will not understand this discrimination that our director every time air on the line. I'm here to support the airing of his idea. Thank God for his ability of understanding. We never knew that these things will come like this. It has remained in our mind as pain and very painful. I am talking to the whole world for us to see why this rising sun is now shining and it must rise to full. My course on the police training college in Jos, it's been too good that people from the south are more intelligent than the people from the north. Because when you are in the school, this is where you will measure out the differences. I was a very good police officer in my squad. The people that schooled with me, most of them have no primary six leaving certificate. All of us that come from north, we demonstrate the ability. We came from south, yes, because we read. It was a disappointing incident that caused me to leave Nigerian Police Force. I am of 19,000 squad. I'm telling you 80s or mid-80s. Passing out was delayed. Duties were performed. I was made the station writer to take care of the office, the library, and everything. On this perspective, impetus to know more. Because when you are a student, you must be a bookworm type in order to always refresh your memory or make references. On this fateful day, I'm talking to the whole world, why discrimination and humiliation, it is painful. Sometimes we say, either we do or we die. So this time Biafra is standing on their feet to fight for these humiliations and intimidations by the Northerners. Not even the Northerners, even the Yorubas. I was discriminated and humiliated because I was a brilliant police officer. The only sergeant of the day, the post officer, came into my beat on a station where I was a station writer. In control, I have men on duty that goes for road checkpoints and guards on officers' quarters. I take registration and observation every day as a station writer. What happened? That racist and bloody Zulu man that discriminates came to my table. What did I do, to be frank? I did, because I was told I've controlled all my beats. My men are duty. They were all functioning good. I went back to the office of my commandant. We have a library in the office. We have the money box for every month's salary. The money was there to be paid for to the policeman on the end of the month. I took care of this office. This officer, the only sergeant of the day, we call them, came to my beat. I have other police officers that was falling out of duty.